The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us du'as for different occasions. Among the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is the du'a when we come or when we go into the toilet and come out of the toilet. When we wake up in the morning, we normally go to the toilet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when one enters the toilet to relieve himself, he should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil male creatures and the evil female creatures. It is really the outstanding feature, the distinction of the Deen of Islam, that at places where man feels shy to remember Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us one or two or multiple du'as so that our link with Allah is never broken. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even taught us the wisdom, and he said that these inna hadhil hashush muhtadharatun. These toilets are frequented by the devil. فَإِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمُ الْخَلَاءُ. And when you go to the toilet, فَلْيَقُولْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْخُبُثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. Oh Allah, I seek protection in the male and the female devils, for they may harm you sometimes. And how many the devils have harmed men? How often this has occurred? While Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us how they do it or how often, but you know, we can see from a hadith that they are able to harm man physically as well as spiritually. In the physical sense, they may cause one to be impure, having impurity on clothes or body, or they may make one physically sick. There's also been cases of people being attacked by shayateen at these dirty places and dying ultimately. And some scholars have said that, you know, the disease-carrying germs are actually part of the devil. Thus, you know, one may be physically harmed or suffer poor health. And then the spiritual harm. A man uncovers his body in the toilet, and the devil puts evil thoughts in his mind. He gets bad desires and sinful temptations. At such places, you know, man's base inclinations are most strongest. And if he does not get refuge of Allah, and then he also commits sin in these places. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had encouraged us to seek the refuge of Allah before going to the toilet, so that, you know, we are protected. We are saying, oh Allah, I seek your protection so that I may be safe from the devil. There's another advantage of the du'as, is that our link with Allah is not cut, it's not severed. It remains intact. And if that remains intact, then we will remain safe from sin and undesirable things. The Prophet ﷺ also said that when one enters the toilet, should put his left foot in at first, should make the dua, and when he comes out, he must make another dua and observe another etiquette. Should put his right foot out first and say, "Ghufranak, I seek your forgiveness." Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Praise is Allah who delivered me from filth and granted me relief to believe. So why two things? I might have committed a wrong. And the second thing is, I've been able to give thanks for your favors to me, Ya Allah. And this is another favor. The fact that we got rid of the impurity from the body is a blessing, because our life depends on that. So forgiveness. And Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Praise belongs to Allah, remove from me the filth and relieve me. And if you ponder over it, there's a deeper meaning in this dua. That, you know, the impurity that has been removed, it is a blessing. There's another dua which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaqani ladhatahu wa abqa fiyya quwwatahu wa adhaba anni adhahu. None but a messenger of Allah can teach a dua like this. That praise belong to Allah who blessed me with a taste of food. Adhaqani ladhatahu. He gave me the pleasure of eating the food, enjoying the taste. وَأَبْقَى فِيَّ قُوَّتَهُ. And absorbed into my body its strength, its energy. وَأَذْهَبَ عَنِّي أَذَاهُ. And remove from me the harmful effects of the food. So we go to toilet every day, multiple times, but we never realize what a great blessing. We eat food only for the taste that it leaves in our tongue. And we do not take into account how, it will affect our stomach. We might eat different kinds of food without realizing it causes a conflict in our stomach. Allah has placed in every human body a process of selection and rejection. Food is examined and the harmful ingredients of food are rejected, but the helpful ones are selected. And if something goes wrong, then man has means to know what is beneficial, what is harmful. It's like an automatic machine that only picks up food of nutritional value, but also rejects the harmful food that might make man sick. So this machinery is made up of the digestive system that digests food, liver that produce blood, kidneys that excrete unnecessary liquid, the intestine that gathers the waste and channel it out of the body. This is a natural sewage system within man's body that cannot be created by us. Allah has given us the system to every human without any request or without any application from our side. You know, if a person's kidneys fail to work properly, it will not throw out the poisonous liquid, the urine. The other limbs may work, but failure of the kidney has to be repaired. Dialysis will have to be done thrice a week. It's costly. It will give the patient some relief. However, just to some extent manage, thousands of rands will have to be spent. But the natural working is available to us at free of cost. Allah has provided to every person, rich or poor, city dweller, villager, scholar, illiterate. Everyone has the access, is using their kidneys. The kidneys retain the necessary healthy matter and throw out impurities through urine, just as the digestive system throws out the feces. So we make gratitude to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. You know, all praise to Allah who has removed the harmful thing and granted me protection. So let us just for a moment observe that through this experience, you know, although it is common to all people, we are commanded to think that if we do not get rid of the waste matter, we'll become sick. So we praise Allah that He has rid us of the waste matter. And, you know, and for us as believers, if a Muslim makes it a practice to think every time he goes to the toilet and comes out, that Allah has bestowed him a great favor on him, then, you know, that will be a means of him growing love for Allah. Will he not fear Him? Will he not love Him? Will he disobey Allah? Will he misuse His blessings? If we think this way, we will never approach sin. That is why Nabi Salsam taught us these du'as. They're not a charm, but there lies behind them a deep philosophy and a wisdom. So we need to become accustomed to making these du'as part and parcel of our lives. So just to remind you, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, when you go into the toilet. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani, wa ghufranaka alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. الحمد لله الذي أذاقني لذته وأبقى في قوته وأذهب عني أذاه.